95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog. I am Riggs. Intern Steve's over there. Josh and Amelia from SR Parag are back. Morning Hog Brew Review. Look at this. This literally is the most crowded studio we've ever had.
Absolutely.
And it smells delightful in here.
That's 100% me.
You guys, introduce all the special people you brought for today's episode. This is great.
Oh, yeah. So we brought ladies to represent the Ride for Children event happening on October 3rd. So we have a representative here from Camp Boggy Creek.
Nice.
We've got a representative.
Camp Boggy Creek!
Yeah, Camp Boggy Creek!
Might as well have applause break.
Yes. We have a representative here from Daytona Harley-Davidson.
Daytona Harley-Davidson!
Yes.
Mandy Rossmeyer! By the way, last time I saw Mandy, she was watching Jesse James Dupree force booze on us. That happened. So, it's good to see you sober. I'm sober. You're fine. Yeah.
We've got one more lovely lady here from SR Parat.
SR Parat!
I've heard about you people over there at SR Parat.
Thank you.
And thank you for bringing beverages, too. But you have a special surprise guest?
We also have Rusty Wallace calling in on the phone.
What? Rusty Wallace!
Yes!
NASCAR Hall of Famer, Rusty Wallace! Whoa! How is that happening? Good morning, sir. How are you?
Everything is perfect. Everything is doing really good. Good to be on the show this morning.
Well, I said, Amelia, why are you not bringing your special guest in the studio? She goes, he's in Cabo San Lucas. I don't even know what that is on the map.
Everybody's got to have a little vacation every now and then, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
You're in Cabo San Lucas enjoying a break between NASCAR races, which is fine. Big playoffs, a lot of tension, even in the broadcast booth, I'm sure. And a good way to cool that tension down is to have some beverages, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, you know, when we're here, we got the beer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It's Amelia's new catchphrase, Rusty. You can use that if you want to. She won't charge
it. That's a pretty good one.
She's not going to charge it. But SR Parado, when they're here, they bring the beer. And so we've got a good array today. What are we getting into, Josh?
The first thing is not beer.
It's not. Okay.
That's surprise. All right.
That's all right.
A curveball.
Okay. What are we starting with? Oh, I recognize that can.
Yeah, you do. Ooh. So this is going to be Zoa.
Okay.
It's an energy drink. Do you know who?
That is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's energy
that
drink,
is correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
I knew this already.
Well, we had it on here once before, but that is actually a zero sugar version. And
really?
It's the orange flavor, wild orange, I believe.
Oh, I've not had this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have not had this myself either, so I'm looking forward to it.
Man, absolutely.
Rusty, we're all going to be super caffeinated in here.
Boston Coors now is a full beverage.
Yes. This is great.
Company,
yes.
So they have partnered with Dwayne Johnson and this energy drink.
And Dwayne has, I mean, look, he'll put some commercial ventures out there. He doesn't put his name on everything. When he does, it's good. And this is no different. Yeah. I have not had this flavor, though. And zero sugar, which I don't know what to do with stuff that doesn't have sugar in it.
Only 15 calories. Dude.
Really? Really?
So that's a good way to start off your morning.
Are you saying my pants don't fit? Is that what you're saying, Josh? Because you're right. Oh, all right. So let's enjoy some Zoa.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, Steve, what's the matter?
Lots of orange. It's orangey for sure.
Did you pour it in the wrong hole, Steve?
Oh, no. Never.
Rusty, do you do any energy drinks on the road? Do you do stuff that you need to up? What's your regimen when you are getting ready for a big broadcast?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, that's a good question. I don't drink many energy drinks at all. I don't. You know, I drink a lot of coffee. I drink a lot of wine. I drink a lot of Miller Lite.
Ooh, that's good.
About as close as I get.
It's really all you need,
iced tea during the day, a lot of iced tea. I really like that, you know. But half and half iced tea, you know. Nowadays, up in North Carolina where I live, you go to all these restaurants for lunch or dinner or whatever. And if you want mainly lunch, you want a tea. I always say, give me a half and half. And everybody knows, they all know what that means.
That's good. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll get an SR Parat palette and send it over to Cabo of this energy drink. So you can have that just in case.
That sounds perfect. Just float it over here, right?
Not a bad mix, right? Yeah, you should get there. Just look for it. We'll put a 95.7 The Hog sticker on it. It'll be fine.
You know, The Rock, he's all about getting swole, getting big, working out.
Sure.
So they've got the fuel your workout, recover from your workout beverage right there. It really gets me hyped up, so I'm already feeling it.
It has your favorite fruit from Vizzy in there as well.
Oh my gosh, my favorite fruit, acerola cherry.
Acerola cherry.
Yes.
Yeah, look at that. All right, that works. And Amelia's going to be doing push-ups pretty soon, too.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Scale the walls.
All right, and of course, we want to mention that Camp Boggy Creek is part of this weekend on the 3rd, right? October 3rd. Tell us more about that. That Rusty Wallace will be the Grand Marshal for, right?
Yes.
All right.
How about that?
So, listen, Camp Boggy Creek and the Daytona Harley-Davidson, we are so, like,
excited about this weekend, this event, 27 years.
Wow.
Guys.
Wow.
So, 27th annual Bruce Ross Meyer Ride for Children, Sunday, October 3rd at Destination Daytona Pavilion.
Right.
Sign up at www.rideforchildren.com.
Rideforchildren.com. It's easy. That's right.
Yes. Super easy.
Yeah. And you're helping out, Mandy, did this year. This is a year-round thing, really, for you guys. Right? I mean, you're always partnering and doing these kind of charities.
Sure. It's our main charity. I mean, we're devoted to it. I mean, my family, my dad was one of the founders of Camp Boggy Creek. And actually, camp's been around for 25 years. Mm-hmm. We did the ride a few years prior to it even opening, or just like, so we've watched it grow from just a plot of land to what it is today. And if you haven't seen it, you have to. It's just one of those places you fall in love with. And every time I go, I just feel so fortunate that I have healthy children. And but it's a really magical place, and everybody needs to sign up and help us raise some money. We've raised over $6 million in 26 years.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah.
Jeez, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that. And, you know, it's free to the kids. Mm-hmm. Their families don't pay a penny for them to come to camp. So join us on October 3rd, rideforchildren.com. Sign up early.
Rusty, how did you become affiliated with this ride and this charity?
Well, I heard about it, and I got a phone call from the folks over there at Daytona Harley-Davidson, and I said, heck yeah, I'd love to do it. So I came down the first time and rode to the camp, and it was awesome. Just like they're saying, it's just beautiful over there. It's and a lot of people. It's awful big. And it's all for the children. And so I've been trying to do it the last couple of years, if possible, if I'm not on the circuit, you know. And this year it worked out. I'll be able to make it down. And my wife Patty and I are coming down. We'll be there probably, I think we're going to get there actually a couple of days early on the first or something, then be ready for the ride on the third. And we've got a condo in Daytona that we love going to. And so we're going to come down and enjoy it a little bit ahead of time, but be ready for the ride on the third. But it's just, I just love trying to help the children. We had I built a motorcycle for a Sturgis rally, and we auctioned it off out there for the NASCAR Foundation and for the Special Olympics of Rapid City. Got $100,000 out of it, so we were pretty proud of that. So we're really into trying to help the kids if we can, you know.
Can I get the street address of that condo? If you can just give me that, I want to swing by. Because of Valentine. Steve and I are going to come by. We'll get it after the segment. We do have Rusty's official beer to try. Should we get into that? I suppose, right?
Absolutely. You know what? It's Miller time.
Yeah.
I mean,
I figure if we're going to have a Rusty Wallace segment, we should have a Rusty Wallace beer.
Absolutely.
Right.
Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Miller Lite, feeling all right.
of all of the time that you've spent, do you have a special Miller Lite story that you can share with us, Rusty? I'm sure you've had a couple of these in maybe otherwise entertaining places.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, that's the one thing about working with the Miller Brewing Company when I was driving. I got to visit so many locations around the United States. I mean, from coast to coast, I got to meet a lot of people. And I can honestly tell you, I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. The guys from SR Pratt treated me so well and promoted our sport so much, and that's probably one thing that got the relationship built so strong between me and SR Pratt. It's just how much they did for our team and the sport in general. So it's just so much fun hanging with the guys. That team that are down there is just fantastic. There's just a lot of good ones around the United States, but boy, I think SR Pratt is number one in the entire country when it comes to distributorships and what they do for everybody. But you know, I've been to so many bars, and I'd say it's just some of the, I can't hone in on one time, but I do think I got a Miller Genuine Draft moment, you know, when I was driving that black and yellow car, and that's when I won Richmond, Virginia. And when I crossed the line, they said, hey, let's name this car. And we always name cars after we win. My PR guy ran up to the window real quick, and he said, hey, man, I know what to call this car. I said, what? He said, Midnight. I said, why? He says, man, when you cross the line, I looked down at my watch, and my digital watch turned to Midnight, straight up. So we named it Midnight. Wow. Midnight went on to win like 21 races. It was my favorite car. And the fans all know that one. Okay. But that's a black and yellow car. It wasn't a Miller Lite car.
I like that, though. Okay. Well, see, now for watching some classic NASCAR replays or whatever, now we know that Midnight's a favorite. By the way, you got that SR Pratt love you showed. It got Josh so excited. He ripped his shirt off. He's so happy. He just tore it right off.
Don't plug the camera over
there. Yeah, don't show him on camera. That was exciting. Well, it is a phenomenal charity that you affiliated yourself with, of course. course. And again, SR Parat taking care not only of goofballs like us and the radio and stuff, but in the community. So we appreciate it. And are we taking a break? Do we need to let Rest? He is in Cabo. I suppose he needs to go surf or something, right? But thank you, Rusty Wallace. You're a legend. And October 3rd, he will be chairing the big ride, the Camp Boggy Creek ride.
Rideforchildren.com.
It's easy.
And you so can, easy.
Right. And you can
sign up.
You can go ride in Rusty's tailpipe exhaust if he has any of that. He may be way too in front of him. All right. More coming up on the Morning Hog. It's the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh Amelia and a cast of thousands here from SR Parade. We'll be back.